Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And again, this is prayer time. It is indeed an honor to be able to pray for you guys. Amen. And to lift up, thank you, Jesus, holy hands unto the Lord. Amen. In reference, amen, to His sovereignty, in reference to Him being God, in reference to Him being our Creator. I love the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I ask God to just literally come in today and do a metamorphosis, a complete change. Amen. Because the body of Christ, amen, really need help. Amen. As well as, amen, thank you, Jesus, the people in the world. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have been set aside, the body of Christ, in order to do God's will. Amen. In order to live holy. Amen. And present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. And so I just praise God. Amen. For keeping us. Amen. During this time. You know, the Bible let me know that without God, amen, and from my experiences, without God, we won't make it, amen, because of the things that are going on in the world and the way Satan has tried to literally deceive the body, amen, as well as the people, amen, thank you, Jesus. God is literally stepping in, amen, thank you, Jesus, and causing, amen, thank you, Jesus, us to be protected from the hands of the enemy. You know, I always tell you truth, and I always try to show you that there ain't but one God, amen, thank you, Jesus, and one way, amen, and one truth, and one, amen, life. And it only comes from Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. I just praise the Lord today, and I'm happy. I'm excited, amen. I give Him glory. I've been busy all week long, last week with the, well, almost last week. Today will end it. Amen. And been happy, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because I've gone and did the prayer and then went to a conference, amen. And the conference was very enlightening, amen. And every night there was a different speaker. And every night, amen, God moved, amen, and literally delivered His people. So I just praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want God's people to know, thank you, Jesus, that without Him, amen, we wouldn't be able to make it. I want to tell you some important things. I'm talking slow because I'm looking at some things. But I want to tell you some important things. If we, as the body of Christ, amen, literally hold on, I have a thought for us today, and it's stay connected. So, you know, we need to just get it together and just hold on and just ask God to literally bring us through everything and don't give up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so I want you to listen to this before I go any further. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And like I said earlier, this is prayer time, prayer time, prayer time. And I'm always excited, amen, when it comes down to praying. Amen, because prayer is needed for the body of Christ. And I let you know earlier at the onset, this is corporate prayer. We're not only praying for our personal needs, but we're praying for Jerusalem, and also we're praying for America. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I want to tell you one of the things that we have done, amen, and I told you that we do that as often as we come together. And if you have your bread, amen, and your grape juice, amen, you are more than welcome to participate in this, amen, because it's scriptural, amen, and it is very important that we do it. You know, we need to literally understand that Christ, amen, without him, without God and the Holy Spirit, we won't, and I continue to say that because I'm trying to drill it in somebody today, amen. They're living a raggedy life. They're living a life they think they can go in on a Sunday and go to church and get out and shack with John or have sex with Mary, and not knowing that when you do that, you're totally separated from God. Amen. You can't do those things and be connected to him. He looks at all of those things, and he wants us to do things right. Amen. So let us learn how to literally turn our lives over to God. But what's getting ready to come up on the earth, you're not going to be able to shake it if you can't make it with God. You're not going to be able to, amen, go in and survive and receive the things that you need for your everyday life if you don't have your connection with God. That's why I gave you thought today, and stay connected to God. And then I'm going to read a scripture in reference to that. So with the Lord's Supper, if you're ready, we can go forth and take it. It's out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting at verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Amen. If you have your bread, you may take it now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." You may drink your grape juice now. Praise God. Let us listen to this.
What would I know about being restored if I never lost my place? What would I know about his mercy if I hadn't gotten out of grace? Come, I've been restored back to my faith in God.
Have to be restored back to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just give him glory. Amen. We give him praise. All our honor and all the glory today because he's worthy to be praised. You know, I don't mind lifting up my Savior. I mean, who would want to ignore him after what he has done for them? How he kept us through the night, how he kept the angels encamped around us, amen, and our family, our children, amen, our seeds, amen, that the enemy did not come in and pluck them away throughout the night, amen. And then some of us have lost loved ones and how God has showed mercy toward us and compassion and comfort us in our very time of need. How some of us, amen, are widows, amen, and literally don't have the finances to bury the loved ones or finances to make it after that loved one is gone, be it man or woman, amen. And God has stepped in, amen, and he operates through mankind and stepped in and given you favor, amen, in those areas. Oh, I bless God today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My physical body is tired because I tell you I've had a great time all this week. Amen. But I'm telling you, my soul, amen, and my spirit, my mind is on fire for God. It's just like, amen, Jeremiah says, just like fire shut up in my bones. Praise God. I give him praise today. I give him glory today. I mean, hallelujah. I just hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I just praise you, Lord God. None like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I bless your name today. Oh, I praise you. Hallelujah. I praise you, amen, because you're worthy to be praised. None like you. You can, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can understand the magnitude of what God is doing throughout the day, all day long, keeping us intact, keeping our minds on him, keeping our souls and our spirits, amen, where the enemy don't come in and literally destroy us or cause us to self-destruct. Amen, because, amen, he's such a merciful God who cannot want to praise him. Hallelujah. Who cannot want to, amen, magnify him and give him the glory. If you got somebody in the room with you, if you got somebody in the car with you, look at them, look at your neighbor and tell them, amen, it's all right now. It's all right now because God done stepped into my situation. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And God done told me to stay connected. Amen. Hallelujah. Because what I've been going through and what I have seen, it might not have been good, but God still kept me all night long. He kept me all day long. I hear, I'm a shunner over fire, and I feel, hallelujah, like praising him. Oh, I praise him today. I give him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The God that created the heaven and earth. There is no other God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The God, amen, that sent the Holy Spirit, amen, through Jesus Christ. Jesus said he go away to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we might be also. But he let us know in the word, he said he's going to send the Comforter. And the Comforter will guide and teach us into all truth. The Comforter will do everything that's needed for us to be sustained. Oh, my God, in difficult times, and when times are not difficult, amen, thank you, Jesus. And he won't be a one that boasts upon himself, Jesus said in so many words. He won't talk about himself, but he'll talk about his Father, amen, and Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He'll tell you what the word says and what it means. He'll tell you about the good and the bad. He'll tell you, now, this is the devil. Don't fool with him. He'll tell you, now, look to your left, amen. Because there's something to your left that you need to see, amen, because I'm trying to show you something, amen, to help you. Just like he did Ezekiel. He took Ezekiel and he took and gave him many illustrations. He would come down, amen, and meet with Ezekiel and give him illustrations on what God is saying that would happen to the Jewish nation, the Israelites, amen, because of their disobedience and because of their obedience. Amen, and how the enemy would come in. And Ezekiel said he saw him in the wheel, in the middle of the wheel. Amen, and thank you, Jesus. All around God is eyes. Amen, so God is able to see everything. He's all-knowing and all-seeing. The devil is not all-knowing and all-seeing. He is a defeated foe. He cannot do anything but fail because failure is in him. He failed in heaven when he tried to overtake God, and he fell on earth. Amen. By a remnant of people that won't draw down to Balaam. Oh, I'm speaking today to somebody. I'm telling you the truth. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the book of Psalms 40, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. He had put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And respected it cannot the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wondrous works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us what? They cannot be reckoned up in order. Unto thee, if I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Praise God. Sacrifices and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me. I delight to do thy will, oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thy law is within my heart. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, oh Lord. Thou knowest, thank you, Jesus. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from thy great congregation. Hallelujah. Withhold not thou thy tender mercy from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. How for innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs in of my head. Therefore, my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backwards and put to shame that wish me evil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation continually say, the Lord be magnified, the Lord be magnified, the Lord be magnified. In my situations, the Lord be magnified. In my home, the Lord be magnified. On my job, the Lord be magnified. On almost, the Lord be magnified. With my children, the Lord be magnified. With my marriage, the Lord be magnified. He kept hold on the Rabosaya. In my visions and dreams, in my hopes and desires. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. You're my deliverer, God. The Lord be magnified. 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 Make haste to deliver me, and that's what I'm saying. Lord God, you're my deliverer. Hallelujah. Let the Lord be magnified. Make no tarry. Oh my God, thank you, Jesus. You my deliverer, God, and you be magnified, Lord, in every given situation that I go through in life. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And I had told you that I had a thought from the Lord today, and he said, stay connected to God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give him glory. You my deliverer, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Tear down every stronghold today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And pull down every demonic oppression today. You my deliverer. Thank you, Jesus. I praise and bless your holy name. We need to understand that we need to stay connected. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To the God that created the heaven and earth. To the God that is the I am. He told Moses to tell old Pharaoh that I am have sent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Me, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, God don't have to answer to nobody, but he let him know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that he was the I am. He was telling him, I am has come in the camp of the Egyptians. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I have come into Egypt land, and I am coming to deliver my people. The Bible said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I am the true vine. Thank you, Jesus. And my Father is the husbandman, and every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purge it that it may bring forth more fruit. You see, saints, we in a situation. If you're not bearing fruits. God said he will take you away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I don't care what your excuse is. I'm telling you today to get it right with God. You need to stay connected. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because we have an enemy out there, an adversary out there, and all he want to do is destroy your life. He don't care nothing about you. He don't have nothing of God in him. And all he want to do is cut down your very essence, to take away your stuff, take away your blessings, and take away your hope. Hallelujah. Take away your peace. But the Lord told me to tell you to stay connected unto God, who is the King of all kings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is the sovereign God. He's the God that can do everything but fail. Now ye are cleansed through the word which I have spoken unto you. If you want to be cleansed, then you're going to abide in the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you're going to call on Jesus' name and talk to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to talk to the Father, and you're going to talk to the Holy Spirit. And let him know your request. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But while you praying and talking to him, you need to do this one thing. Stay connected unto God. Don't separate from the branch to go out there and homemonger. Don't separate from the branch to go out there and lie and backbite. Don't separate from the branch to commit all kind of unrighteous acts, all kind of sins, lust of the flesh and lust of the eye and the pride of life. I was listening to someone today, and all they was talking about was their home, and how that house wasn't big enough, and how they was going to get a bigger house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I praise your name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That was reminded of me, hallelujah, when Jesus had talked to the man, hallelujah, and he explained this issue concerning this man. And I'm going to paraphrase it. I bless you, Jesus. This man had gained great substance, and he had to build bigger barns, so he thought. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus let him know, thy fool, thy soul shall be required of thee this night. You going around trying to build a bigger barn. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you need to stay connected to God, if you're not connected to the branch, if you're not connected to the true vine, if you're not connected to the Lord God Almighty, if you're not connected to the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you're not connected to Jesus and his blood, when God pass over and see that you don't have the genetic composition and you don't have the DNA of Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost and God gonna pass you by. Jesus gonna pass you by. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And cause destruction in your life. But those that connected to him, those that are blood-bought and staying connected, those are the one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He won't allow death to come in. He won't allow destruction to come in. He'll pass them on by and get to their enemies. We need to stay connected to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to have a communication with God, that when the enemy come in like a flood, God say he'll set up a standard. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we need to stop being angry with one another. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to stop backbiting one another and false accusing one another and pointing our finger at one another, just like he told those men and women that brought a man, the woman that was committing adultery. They caught her in the very act. And back in those days, they would stone that woman to death. But if you listen, they didn't bring the man. You see, sometimes people are partial. They have their little cliques and their little cliches and their friends, and they don't want to, bring the whole thing into the picture, but they brought in the woman only. And the Bible said Jesus went there, stooped down, and rolled up on the ground. Hallelujah. And they waited on him for an answer. And he let them know who can cast the first stone. And then he told that woman her sins were forgiven and for her to go on about her business. Just don't do that no more. I always tell you, whatever you're doing, stay connected to God. Return back to God, who is the author and finisher of your faith. You need to stay connected to God, because the Bible said, thank you, Jesus, in the book of praise his name. Hallelujah. First Peter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And chapter 5, starting at verse 6, it said, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. You see, hallelujah, there's a time and a season set for you to be exalted. Stay connected to God. Somebody want to run ahead of God all the time, and they don't want to wait on God. But I told the Lord last night, after I left that service, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, I'm going to wait on you, God, till my change come. My change is coming, and I'm going to wait on you, Jesus. Casting all your cares upon him. Stay connected to God, for he careth for you. Ain't nobody going to care for you like God cares for you. Your sister will turn her back on you. Your mama will disown you. She'll not have anything to do with you because of her sinful nature. Your father will walk away and abandon you. That's why we have so many children in the United States, in the world alone, that are abandoned by their fathers. They don't have the love of God. They're not connected to God. But be ye sober. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And be vigilant. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. You see this enemy. He's always trying to stick his head where he don't need to, amen, be. He's always in your business, always in your thought patterns, always giving you stuff in your mind, always trying to do things, amen, to cause you to fall. But I'm telling you today that the Bible says you stay connected who resists fast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You see, the same things that are happening to the saints, thank you, Jesus, are happening to our sisters and brothers in the world, but they don't have a connection to God. You got to have a connection to God in order to stay, amen, in his presence. Stay connected to God. That's my thought. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's what the Holy Ghost told me to preach today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's going through many trials and tribulations, and they don't understand that God is their only source. God is their only way out. God is their only way maker. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You see, God's grace, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, look down upon us when Adam and Eve did their thing, and he had mercy. Thank you, Jesus. His grace was with Noah, and he told Noah to build an ark, and 8 souls were saved because of obedience and his connection to God. You need to stay connected today. Ain't nothing like being connected to somebody that can make you feel good. And you don't have to have a physical relation that can make you feel good. And you don't have to go out there and get no crack. You make you feel good. And you don't have to go out there and have adultery in your life. Stay connected to God, who's able to do everything but fail, because his grace and his mercy endureth forever. He is eternal. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and an everlasting God. And thank you, Jesus, and his eternal glory. By Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you, and strengthen you, and sell you. You see, God say, many are the afflictions of the righteous in Psalms 34 and 19, but God is able to deliver them out of them all. You're going to go through many things. You're going to suffer as long as you're in Christ. But it's one thing I tell you. I don't care how much you suffer. Don't falsely accuse God, because God say ain't no sin in him, and he cannot be tempted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he said after you suffer, you see Jesus Christ, he prevailed on the cross and burst forth a new generation that had his DNA, the spiritual being that won't bow down to Balaam. The flesh would bow down to Balaam. The flesh would go and do every kind of lust for that. But the spirit being was birthed forth by Jesus Christ, a new generation, a new era of people that would not take back and take down. They would stay connected to God, even though the enemy would come in and try to tempt them, even though the enemy would bring in all kind of blood, even though the enemy would shoot arrows. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They would stay connected to God, because God is their lifeline. Jesus is your lifeline. The Holy Ghost is your lifeline. Without them, you cannot do anything. And then, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. After you have suffered a while, the world suffer, and they commit suicide. They kill out their whole families. They kill out the wives and the children, and even the grandchildren and the neighbors down the street, and then have the audacity to go down into somebody's restaurant and kill out some more people. Who can do these wicked things but those that are connected to Satan? I'm commanding the devil the loose hole in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord God, teach us how to stay connected. But the Bible said, after we done suffered a while, then you will make us perfect. My God, being made perfect. The Bible said Jesus learned obedience by the things that he suffered. My Jesus suffered on the cross, but before he suffered on the cross, they falsely accused him, lied on him, had witnesses that couldn't get their story straight, beat him with that Ocalanine, a whip, whatever you want to call it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That had glass in it, hallelujah, and iron in it, and all kind of metals that would cut his flesh every time, amen, that they would hit him. But he was hit and bruised for us. He was hit and bruised for us. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And then they put a crown of thorns upon his head, trying to humiliate him and embarrass him. But Jesus said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He was about to do his Father's business. His meat was to do his Father's will. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And the Bible said that Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He didn't worry about, amen, the shame and the disgrace that they tried to put up on him. Hallelujah. For the Bible said, despising, he despised the shame and went on to glory and victory. We have to stay connected to God in the name of Jesus if we're going to be somebody, if we're going to win our souls, because we are pilgrims passing through this earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we need to stay connected. And then the Bible said, he established, hallelujah, and strengthen us and sell us. Somebody need to be established today. And the only way you're going to be established, if it's a business or a church or a home or marriage, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, is through Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then he'll strengthen you. So when the enemy come in at you again, it won't faze you. You'll be just like a duck with the water rolling off his back. You see in the duck feathers, there was a special, amen, hallelujah, protection that God had placed on that duck. Hallelujah. He'll place it in your life. Hallelujah. If you stay connected. And then he'll sell you. Won't nothing trouble your mind no more. Won't nothing worry your mind no more. Won't nothing be an offense to you anymore. Because you have stayed connected. And then Jesus went on to say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. If you don't abide in Jesus Christ, you can't get to God. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't stay connected, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, to the vine, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, you cannot get to God. I am the vine, and ye are the branches, and he that abided in me, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and I in him, and the same bringeth forth much fruit. When you abide in God, and you believe what God say, and you stay connected to God, you stay connected to Jesus Christ, then you will bring forth fruit. We are here, placed on earth for God's purpose and his glory, and we are to birth forth fruit. We are to bring forth fruit as a branch, hallelujah, connected to the vine. Thank you, Jesus, for without me you cannot do nothing. I can't wake up in the morning unless Jesus wake me up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, by way of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the instrument that goes on and do the work that the Father told him to do concerning my life. And I love the Holy Ghost, and I love what the Holy Ghost do and teach me. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank Jesus for sending the Holy Ghost. If a man abided not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. You see, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. That was a sower that sowed some seeds. And then, hallelujah, woke up one morning, and the tare was in the midst of the seeds. And Jesus made a specific, amen, order to be carried out. Don't separate the wheat from the tare, because the angel's going to do it at the end time. Sometime when you go in, saints, and you begin to try to do things towards people that are not right and falsely accuse them and cause all kind of harm to them. You don't know if they're the wheat or the tare. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then you cause the kidable son of the Messiah. Hallelujah. Cause problems. He can almost send it to your son and also hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But then you cause problems with those people, and they're not able to stand. But if you let God send his angels at the end time, he will separate the wheat from the tare. Abide in Jesus Christ. Stay connected to God, who is the author and finisher of your faith. If you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. It's prayer time, and prayer time. Stay connected to God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Hallelujah, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Stay connected to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because his kingdom is in you. His kingdom is coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I say holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And I always said the kingdom of this world have now become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now God, have your way, God. Now God, I bind up Lucifer today in the name of Jesus. And I command him to loose hold from your people. I bind up these demonic assignments for today, for all week long next week, and for the months to come and the years to come. No devil in hell can't stop the will of God. I rebuke you, Lucifer, in the name of Jesus. I bind up your principalities. I bind up your dark kingdom, your spiritual wickedness in high places, your cherubims and seraphims, those priests that are over nations and over states and over cities and towns. I bind up a nuclear bomb that I've seen this morning in the name of Jesus, and I command Lucifer to take, amen, his flight. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and I pray for America and all the nations, because the enemy's trying to come in. This is a word of prophecy. I prayed all night long just about. The enemy fought with me all night long, and God came to me in a dream, and he showed me a nuclear bomb, and this nuclear bomb is made overseas, and it's going to be set forth to try to come into America. And Jerusalem they're targeting. These two nations the enemy literally want, because they follow God, but we got to come back to God and America the way we was at the beginning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we didn't bow down to Balaam. Father God, move by your spirit and destroy that nuclear bomb in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bind up all of these old government and mental demons in the name of Jesus that want to send that bomb over into a city, a town, or a state. And I ask God to send forth Michael, a war angel. Send those cherubims and seraphims and camp around me and my family. Send those cherubims and seraphims that camp around, amen, your people, God. The cherubims and the seraphims that are of God. And I bind up the cherubims and the seraphims that are of Satan. And send those cherubims and cherubims, amen, to move for your people. Send forth mighty war, Michael, the war angel, in the name of Jesus, to destroy the works of the devil. I bind up those magicians, wicked, amen, sorcery works. Up those astral projection demons that work by witchcraft, causing them to harm God's people. I bind up Lucifer himself, because he is a defeated foe. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I bind up every lying demon and every fear demon, every adulter demon. Every time that man take and try to do something, God, that he shouldn't be doing, or that woman try to commit adultery, and know that's a sin. God, I ask you to convict their hearts today. I bind up every drug demon, emotional oversight, every law God racial prejudice demon, every masturbating demon, every pornography demon, every child molestation demon, every demon of famine, in the name of Jesus, I curse you and I command you to go back to the pits of hell, go back to the abyss, because I'm going to stay connected to God, and God is the author and finisher of my faith. You take your flesh, you unclean spirit, emotional oversight. I call on Jesus and I'm going to show you. Hallelujah, once again. My Father, my Lord, and my Deliverer, you told me to ask anything in your name and you would do it. I ask you to bind Lucifer away from around me in the name of Jesus and away from around your saints. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you be Lord God in my life. You be Lord God in my life. I'm a branch that's yielded and I want to stay connected to you, God. Lord God, those that are having surgery today, Lord God, those that have heart attacks, and Lord God, AIDS, all kind of venereal diseases. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I ask you to move that mountain, take that cancer, and Lord God, remove it, and then fill it with your Holy Spirit, who is my precious friend, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to strengthen your people, Lord God, that they won't faint in adverse times, because America is getting ready to go through some things, and
connected to the vine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They won't be able to make it in. Ask you to move by your power, Holy Spirit, and begin to destroy the works of the demonic attacks. Help us, Lord God, to overcome. Let us be overcomers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus all over your people. Devil, you are defeated, foe. I serve notice on you, devil. Your request has been denied. Your request has been denied. Your assignment has been annulled. You can't take nothing. You can't do nothing anymore. The God has rendered you helpless concerning this prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 21 days is almost up, and there is a deliverance taking place, and there is a healing taking place, and you can't stop it, and you can't do nothing about it. You can't even turn it around, because God told me, if I'm connected to the vine, I can ask, say, Moshiach, his son Jesus, anything, he come, Moshiach, and I ask him right now to fix it for your people, God. Fix it for your people, God. Fix it for your people, God. Let them know that you, God, and besides you, there is no other. I bless you, God. I praise your holy name, because you're worthy to be praised. Stay connected. I bind you up, Lucifer, and I give God all the glory and all the honor and all the praise for what he's doing and what he's about to do in my life, in my children's life, in the saints' life, in the honorable son, honorable fire. Those that are committing homosexual acts, stop doing those things. In the name of Jesus, I speak over you a deliverance, because this comes from the devil. And Lucifer is a defeated foe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When Jesus says, saw him as lightning fall from the sky, Jesus spoke, and God spoke his destruction at creation. He ain't nothing but a scumbag that needs to be up under your feet. Not only up under your feet, but cast back into the abyss. Him and all this demonic oppression, because he won't win. I got a word for you. Satan won't win. Satan won't win. It's in the book. It's written in the book. Satan won't win. Listen to this.
Restoration has finally come. is for the receiver.